Good evening, everyone. That's cool. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Ooh, it's like being at church. Thank you all for coming out during this very busy time of year to support DCP Theater and be a part of this live recording of the radio plays of Seat of Our Pants Players. My name is Jill Wenzel, and like all of you, I'm here because my husband hatched a cockamamie scheme. Since December of 2014, Seat of Our Pants Players has been producing audio dramas as a podcast. Much like the radio plays of the 40s and 50s, our shows rely on sound and your imagination to tell the story. Also, much like the radio plays of the 40s and 50s, no one writes these things anymore. For the past 7 years, the scripts have just been appearing in my email, shortly followed by my husband bribing our friends with baked goods. The operating budget for Seat of Our Pants Players is 70% butter expenses. But despite that, believe it or not, we really do have a great time when we get together to record. And now we'd like to share that with all of you. So laugh when you feel like it. Applaud when you feel like it. And let's give a warm welcome to the Seat of Our Pants Players. Hey, friends. I see that you have bells. The sort of bells which are associated with a certain holiday. A certain holiday which is over a month away. Now you're going to tell me he made you do it. He made you do it.
Yeah, he made us do it.
He made you do it, Rick. What does that even mean?
It was a very convincing argument. Okay, Joe?
What did you do?
Well, like Bree said, I can be pretty persuasive. I use the tools at my disposal.
He made us gingerbread.
Oh, that is dirty cricket. Come on, Andy. We said we weren't going to do a Christmas show.
Yeah, but we all changed our minds.
Everybody? Rebecca? Brianna?
It's the kind with molasses. And he put cloves in it. Our hands are tied.
Adam, come on. You are the least Christmassy person I know. He can't possibly have bribed you with gingerbread or anything else or anything like that.
I made my choice.
For heaven's sake.
I'm sorry.
No. It is November 20th. It is too early for a Christmas show.
But this is not a Christmas show. It's a holiday special!
Yeah, and the Star Wars holiday special aired on November 17th, way back in the 70s, so you can't really say it's too early.
Del, are you really using the Star Wars holiday special as a reason why this is a good idea?
She's got you there.
Thank you, Ray! Finally, someone is seeing reason. We are not doing a Christmas show before Thanksgiving.
You're absolutely right. We'll do the Thanksgiving show first.
The what now?
I told you, it's a holiday special. And Thanksgiving that's an important holiday. So, let's do the KGDY Thanksgiving episode.
After you explain to these people what that last sentence means, please.
Yeah, he's right. The first time you listen to a episode of an old-time radio show, you don't know any of the in-jokes, and nothing is funny. So, no one's going to understand the show if we don't help them out.
Are you seriously suggesting the jokes will be funnier if we explain them? Because that usually doesn't work.
But they do need to know that there are jokes in the first place. Look, all you need to know is that KGDY is a radio station in a city full of superheroes.
And my character, Dirk Hardthrottle, is always getting interrupted by breaking news.
They should know that the traffic reporter in the chopper changes his name in every episode and always ends his report with an awful joke.
It would probably help to know that the weather reporter is a retired superhero who actually controls the weather.
Oh, and that the professional sports have all been mystically cursed by the sports reporter's mother who wants her to quit her job and move back home.
I don't ever recall writing that.
Yeah, but we all like our headcanon on that one.
Fine. Anything else they need to know?
That the most powerful superhero in this universe is Captain Goody, who is played by you, as is his nebbish secret identity, Sam Sterling, all of which is certainly not a power fantasy you might want to seek professional help in dealing with.
So let's just start this thing. To the distinguished audience at DCB Theater, we now present to you the first of our audio dramas for this evening, KGDY Episode 4, the Thanksgiving episode.
Welcome to Action News on KGDY. I'm Kelly Sunbeam.
And I'm Dirk Hardthrottle. In today's top story, President Jeffers delivered the official pardon of the Thanksgiving turkey. The ceremony took place on the White House lawn, and minutes later, the bird was abducted by masked men in an unmarked van.
Since that time, the same turkey has been an instrumental part of one of the most heinous crime sprees in history. The turkey has been seen wearing a telepathic collar, presumably controlling his every move. Said the Attorney General.
Yes, not many people know this, but the presidential pardon for turkeys is a blanket pardon for all crimes past and future. That turkey could murder a nun at high noon in the middle of Washington, D.C. in front of 1,000 witnesses, and we couldn't legally touch him.
Funeral services for the late Sister Mary Catherine have been scheduled for next Friday. Other alleged offenses of the so-called Doom Bird include stealing the Abandon All Diamond, racketeering, assault and battery, and 37 counts of tax evasion.
A series of fires, initially thought to have been arsons also committed by the Doombird, have since been linked to the fact that deep-frying a turkey is a phenomenally dangerous activity.
We'll be closely following this story for further details. But now, we take you to the lighter side of the news with Sam Sterling at the Metrodelphia Thanksgiving Day Parade.
We interrupt this transition.
What?
To take you to our own roving reporter, Sally Simpson, with breaking news about the parade.
Thanks, Kelly! I'm here at the starting point of today's parade, where a shocking theft has taken place. The beloved parade balloon of Metrodelphia's own Captain Goody has disappeared!
No!
Indeed, Kelly! The decorated balloon brigade assigned to the balloon report that as they stood awaiting the beginning of the parade, the cables were snatched from their hands by an invisible force. No clue to this disappearance could be found, and no one knows where the 70-foot balloon could have gone so quickly. All the brigade members could tell us was that they heard a sound like an eagle wrestling a squid out of the water.
An eagle wrestling a squid?
That was the description each and every one of the brigade members provided of the sound they heard.
This is disappointing news, Sally.
Absolutely, Dirk. Thanksgiving is, of course, completely ruined, and all of Metrodelphia will soon mourn this terrible, terrible day. With the parade set to begin in mere moments, the city council has declared an emergency meeting to determine if Metrodelphia should simply cancel Thanksgiving this year.
You mean cancel the parade?
No, Dirk. The entire holiday. The police are preparing to go door to door and confiscate any and all turkey, stuffing, and sweet potato-based sides with or without marshmallows. But what choice does Metrodelphia face in the light of this horrific, atrocious, cataclysmic... Wait. Wait! It's Captain Goody himself! The caped guardian of Metrodelphia is approaching from out of the sky, resplendent in his recently updated costume.
He has a new costume?
Indeed, Kelly. I presented it to him last week to mark our anniversary. And now, here he comes!
That's right, Sally. I would have been here sooner, but I needed to make a couple of stops first.
Captain Goody, it's so good to see you. Do you have any words of comfort to our listeners who even now are devastated to learn that we in Metrodelphia are left with no choice but to cancel the Thanksgiving holiday?
Oh, Sally, Thanksgiving is about spending time with friends and family and thinking back on all we have to be grateful for. No missing parade balloon is more important than that.
That's very sweet, Captain. But such delusions of modesty, even coming from an impeccably attired public figure as yourself, does not change the fact that a beloved icon of the season, indeed, the reason many of Metrodelphia's children bothered to get up this morning, has gone missing.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree on that point, Sally. Certainly won't be the first time two people so close have had to say that over this holiday. For now, though, since the balloon is so important to you, well, I guess I'll have to do something about that.
You mean...
That's right, Sally. I told you I made some stops on the way. The first was to my old scientist friend, Dr. Jakorowicz. And the second was to pick up Power Pal.
Your sidekick, Power Pal? But how can Power Pal and a visit to a brilliant scientific inventor possibly save Metrodelphia's parade?
Great question, Sally. Thanks for asking that.
And listeners, we'll be back with the answer right after this.
Hi, folks. I'm Tina from Corpomart with news on our Black Friday sale. Remember last year when a zombie apocalypse nearly wiped out downtown Metrodelphia? Or the year before that when an alien race called the Star Devourers nearly consumed the entire uptown square? Well, we know how hard it's been to get your holiday shopping done these past years. Who wants to drive all the way out to your local Corpomart only to have to fight the Doomsday Patrol once you get there? Black Friday has been a source of devastation and violence in the past. So this year, we've done something extra to show how important your business is to us. After weeks of negotiation with our insurance company, I am thrilled to announce the No Slay, No Pay sales event. That's right. If news reports from the greater Metrodelphia area don't mention any cataclysms, any apocalypses, or any invasions of any kind, then your entire purchase from Corpomart is free. Yes, 100% free. So come on down to Corpomart tomorrow. Remember, we're insured for this event. We want a day of peace and comfort to start your holidays just as much as you do. Corpomart.
We own it all.
It's the season for love, the season for caring, the season to show that special someone just how much you care about them. This is the year when you give them that little box that one person you care for more than any other. You can see the look on their face when they open the box. Look inside and see 2 tickets to the Bunnies Under Steamroller concert! That's right! The Christmas album the world never knew it wanted. Performed live at the Metrodelphia Arena on December 17th. Call 1-800-EAR-BLEED or www.bunniesundersteamrollers.net for your chance to see rock history in the making. Tickets are going fast and it may already be too late. But don't despair. If you can't get tickets online, call our sponsor, Soul Brokers. There's always one more backstage pass with Soul Brokers. You just have to want it badly enough. Tickets subject to sales tax and sold at shameless markups. We don't really have to say that last part, but it's not as if you can do anything to stop us. Soul Brokers is a wholly owned subsidiary of Corporate Incorporated.
Hi. I'm a Broilinator from Broilinator Steakhouse. I bet a whole bunch of you are in the middle of cooking your Thanksgiving dinners, and you're saying to yourself, this does not look right. Well, if your special meal is looking like my old crime-fighting career, and one too many things have exploded next to your head, I'm here to help. Skip a turkey this year for some tasty, perfectly seasoned steak. And remember, the experts agree, the best possible way to prepare a nice, juicy steak is with the power of heat vision. At Broilinator Steakhouse, I've been staring at beef for over 20 years to bring you the finest eyeball-seared steak you can imagine. Now, as you know, we originally weren't going to be open today, but then my family showed up for dinner. Honestly, if my Uncle Gary opened his mouth one more time, I was gonna start staring at him. Hard. So come on down to Broilinator Steakhouse. You can save yourself the trouble of cooking, and maybe even save Uncle Gary's life. Broilinator Steakhouse, a division of Corpomart.
And now, over to the Countess of Clouds for the weather. And lo! This morning I came briefly out of retirement to prevent an attack by the Tripto Fanatic. Doing so forced me to skip breakfast, and I am thus powerless against the blustery winds and icy breezes which always strike when I am hangry. The afternoon shall be most pleasant as I fill myself on that legendary cornbread stuffing made by my dear cousin Sue.
And what about the evening weather?
I have no idea. My powers cannot function as I enter the food coma I shall be powerless against. Eggnog and pumpkin pie are too strong a force for my constitution. Only this much I can promise. Tomorrow shall be mild and a beauteous autumn day. Unless it comes to pass that I forget to take an acid reducer before I lay me down to sleep. So let it be!
And now over to Chopper Joe with traffic.
Thanks, Dirk. First, I'd like to apologize how abruptly my last report ended. I swear something invisible flew past the chopper. It sounded like an eagle wrestling with a squid in the water. Anyway, the parade route has shut down traffic over most of Metrodelphia. I strongly advise our listeners to either take the subway or to wear comfortable walking shoes. Outside the city limits, there's also a small incident caused when Dr. Fruitfly attempted to apprehend a set of fireplace tools which had been animated by an evil sorcerer.
What happened?
Well, the Netmobile lost a wheel and the poker got away. Back to you in the studio.
And now over to sports summary with Heidi Bravado.
Howdy, Heidi.
Hi, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. We're just a few hours away from the start of the Corpomart Punch Bowl. College football fans have been gearing up for this one for a good long while, and boy, oh boy, is this bowl game a grudge match.
I'll say. The Metrodelphia Tech Dragons versus the Metrodelphia University Dragon Slayers.
Exactly, Kelly. Obviously, there's been a rivalry there for a few years, but this grudge goes even deeper. There's no rivalry like sibling rivalry. And this year, as you know, it's David Gemini and his twin brother Darren who are the quarterbacks for Metrodelphia Tech and Metrodelphia U, respectively.
Family dinners are probably a little tense these days.
Funny you should mention that, Dirk, because right now I'm at a very special breakfast. Mrs. Gemini has brought her boys home for a celebratory meal right before the big game. Would you like to tell us more about it, David?
Well, it's Thanksgiving, and Mom can just let us go without a full belly. When Coach Radford seemed a little hesitant about letting me come over this close to the game, Mom offered to cook breakfast for the whole teams. Both of them. There's only two rules. No one goes away without a full stomach, and no talking about the game.
It looks like quite a spread. Pancakes, waffles, and the biggest plate of sausages I've ever seen.
Turkey sausages, of course.
And it looks like the maple syrup is flowing pretty freely.
Oh, yeah. Two different kinds. There's the regular stuff in the blue pitchers and the pecan flavor in the red. We have to keep them separated because Darren's allergic to pecans.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Dirk, Kelly, I've got Darren Gemini with me now, too. Both quarterbacks for the Corpomart Punch Bowl are right here, right now.
Heidi, I don't ever remember you being quite this excited.
Sorry, Kelly, it's just, well, you know, things don't always work out for Metrodelphia sports fans, but today, no matter what the score, Metrodelphia wins. It's going to be a great day for...
David, I'm not the one who's allergic to pecans. That's you.
What are you talking about? Mom told me I was never supposed to let you eat anything with pecans.
That's what she told me about you.
I don't know what you're talking...
You okay?
Suddenly I'm in trouble swallowing.
You do? I thought that was just me.
Okay. So, Kelly, Dirk, in a couple of hours I'll either be reporting to you live from the Punch Bowl or from Metrodelphia Hospital. Back to you. Does anyone have an EpiPen?
And now, back to Sally Simpson. Sally, can you tell us what's the latest on the situation at the Metrodelphia Thanksgiving Parade? Did Captain Goody tell you his plan?
He did. But Kelly, he swore me to secrecy for the safety of the Metrodelphia citizens. However, there is more news to report. 6 more of the Thanksgiving balloons disappeared under strangely similar circumstances. In each case, the report was of a sound like an eagle wrestling a squid. But I'm proud to announce information exclusive to KGDY. After speaking to the city council, Captain Goody has confirmed the Thanksgiving parade is back on!
Amazing! Even without the beloved balloon formed in Captain Goody's likeness?
Not at all, Dirk. Because... compliments of Captain Goody himself. Metrodelphia has a brand new Captain Goody balloon. I can see it making its way down the street toward the start of the parade route.
How on earth was Captain Goody able to create a brand new balloon so quickly?
And what about Power Pal, Captain Goody's sidekick, who famously has no powers at all, except the ability to hover in midair?
Sorry, Dirk and Kelly, but the origins of this new balloon will have to remain a mystery for the time being. All I can say is this. As for Power Pal, he's in the last possible place you'd look for him to be.
As the parade officially begins, we take you now to Sam Sterling on the parade route.
Thanks, Dirk. The Metrodelphia High School marching band was supposed to be passing by at this point, and I would have loved to let you all listen to their famously rousing rendition of Captain Patriotism's theme song. However, due to the late start of the parade, we'll have to wait just a skosh longer. Right now, I can see the brand new Captain Goody balloon making its way toward me. It's not as impressive as the captain's new costume, but you can tell by the smiles on everyone's faces that the whole of Metrodelphia is glad to see this beloved balloon making its return to... Wait! Kelly! Dirk! Something appears to be happening! Oh my! For a moment, it appeared that the balloon was about to disappear, but it suddenly turned around and... Yes! The balloon itself is moving!
How is that possible?
I can answer that question! The balloon Sam is seeing is no balloon at all.
What do you mean, Sally?
Captain Goody's beloved sidekick, Power Pal, was dressed in Captain Goody's old costume and subjected to a bloating ray developed by Dr. Jakorowicz.
Oh, he seems to have gripped onto something, and I'm not sure what's happening, but... Goodness me. It's like an invisibility field were disrupted by Power Pal's energy signal, causing a saucer-shaped craft to appear as though out of thin air.
I got him!
I wish I could have Captain Goody explain what just happened, but he doesn't appear to be in sight.
Looking for me, Sally?
Yes, Captain. Can you explain to the listeners what's happened? Is that craft the forerunner of an alien invasion?
Not in the least, Sully. When you've traveled on as many intergalactic rescue missions as I have, the first thing you learn is that most interstellar distress calls sound very much like an eagle wrestling with a squid. I knew our friends there had gotten their cloaking device jammed, and they were communicating the only way they knew how, by spreading that cloak to something they knew everyone would be looking at.
Exactly! You mean the beloved Captain Goody parade balloon has not gone missing!
Nor have any of the other balloons, Sally. If you look now, you can see them attached to the alien ship. The cloaking device is deactivating, and they'll be fully visible in seconds.
Listeners, it's exactly as the good captain is describing. Once again, the day is saved.
Hey, Captain, what should I do with them?
Do with them, Power Pal? Why, we'll do the same thing we'd always do with unexpected guests around this time of year. Sally, we're going to have Thanksgiving dinner together. Do you mind a few extra mouths at the table?
Not at all, Captain Goody. Not at all.
Well, all right, but...
What's wrong, old chum?
I'm not really hungry right now. In fact, I feel a little... bloated.
Well, it appears that the Thanksgiving Day crisis is averted. And a happy Thanksgiving is once more what we can all look forward to this year.
Breaking news about the Doombird. His avian crime spree is at an end at last.
Beltway-based hero Animalgaman lured the turkey to the local zoo where the turkey was torn apart by hungry leopards.
Said Animalgaman, quote, "The Doombird may have been above the law of the land, but not the law of the jungle."
Proving once again that a brilliant criminal plan isn't just something you can wing.
Happy Thanksgiving to all our listeners, and remember,
if you're not wearing tights, stay out of the fight. Stay tuned for more, listeners.
You have been listening to KGDY, Episode 4, the Thanksgiving episode. Produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Dirk was Rick Tennant. Kelly was Brianna Kuby. Sally was Jill Wenzel. You can applaud. The Broilinator and Darren Gelmini were Adam Gastingi. Tina from Corpomart and the Countess of Clouds were Liz Music. Bunny's Under Steamroller announcer was Andy Gastingi. Chopper Joe and Power Pal were Andrew Dell. Heidi was Rebecca Scheimer. The Attorney General and David Gemini were Ray Greenlee. And Captain Goody and his alter ego were Dan Wenzel. News Theme and Take a Chance by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons under Attribution 3.0. Other music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, citizens. Stay tuned for more. All right. Nice work, everybody.
So is that it, then?
Yeah, it really better not be, because I did not drive all the way here from Pittsburgh for one show.
Whoa. I mean, that depends.
Depends on what?
I guess it depends on if the audience wants more!
Oh, dear. Now, this is awkward.
What do you mean?
Well, the audience clearly wants more. And I hate to disappoint people who really, really want more.
Wait just a cotton picking minute.
But, let's be fair, it is November 20th, and our next show is a Christmas show. I mean, I'd hate to be accused of being too early to celebrate such an important holiday.
Okay, fine. We'll do a Christmas show, but I get an extra piece of gingerbread.
You might be out of luck. There's not much left.
He'll bake more. He'll bake more. I know where he lives.
Okay, my holiday season might end up being really short if the grocery store doesn't have more ginger. Okay, anyway, let's do the Christmas episode of Detective Danger and the Amazon.
Wait, which one was that again?
That was the one where he got death threats from the estate of Clement Clark Moore.
In the grand old holiday tradition. Do we need to fill in our audience on anything about this series?
Yes. Well, this is our other superhero series. I play Benny Zula, a private investigator who is also a superhero with illusion powers and called Detective Danger.
And I play B. Artino, a newspaper reporter who can also turn into
me. I play the Amazon, an 8-foot-tall warrior woman from ancient Greece who lives in B's brain.
Also, Benny and B hate each other.
So much.
And also sort of love each other.
So much.
And Rick, you play Benny's brother Claude. Brianna, you play B's best friend, Hero, who also happens to be Claude's wife and Benny's secretary. Are we good?
I think we're good. Let's get our jingle on!
The city of Urban Town. Despite the crime and corruption which infest the streets, the citizens of this bustling metropolis sleep soundly at night, knowing that they are protected by two fearless defenders. He is Detective Danger, a cunning master of mystery and illusion. She is the Amazon, an ancient warrior of nearly limitless power. Also, Santa Claus watches over them in their sleep, knowing if they've been naughty or...
Dan!
Sorry, right. We usually use different music for this. The jingle bells are... Okay, that's just distracting. I really thought this would be a good idea. Okay, let's just start this. Okay.
'Twas the night before Christmas. And I'll have you know there is nothing that's merry with 2 feet of snow.
I wish I was nestled all snug in my bed, but no, I was stuck in an airport instead.
While I, in a kerchief, and Claude in a cap, wish that B would stop pacing and Benny would nap.
Every flight it was grounded. No plane could ascend. We were none of us sure when the snowstorm would end.
And no Christmas present appealed more to me than permanent voice loss for Benny and B.
Thanks so for the invite.
Her Majesty whined.
This great home-cooked dinner on which we have dined, it makes me nostalgic for Christmases past. That thick cornbread stuffing filled me up fast.
Be please, we're all hungry.
No, that's not the deal. I was promised, remember, a holiday meal, but instead, dinner came from a vending machine. So until I get turkey, I'm venting my spleen. On Christmas, I'm stuck here with you and this twit.
Hey, now wait just a minute here. Back up a bit. My sister-in-law said I'd come to no harm if I asked you to visit the family farm. My brothers and sisters, all numbering 9, with the giving of presents and Dad's apple wine. She nagged me, and nagged me to take you along. Come on, Mr. Z, she said. What could go wrong? What a wonderful gift to take B to that place.
What am I? Some kind of a charity case?
Come off it, you two. Can you please take a break? We've been grounded for hours. I'm barely awake. It's nobody's fault that the new fallen snow means we've all been stuck here with no place to go. My first Christmas Eve with my sweet, lovely wife... It's a time to remember the rest of my life. I'm here with my brother, and Hero has B. It's my sweetie's best friend and my own family. That's plenty of Christmas, so try not to pout. Let's try to be thankful.
How's that working out?
If I find who is wishing for Christmas's white, I'll knock his block straight into next Tuesday night.
Oh, it isn't so bad. We could sing Christmas carols.
Oof. I had to move fast. Hero's life was in peril. Suggesting to B we should all sing a song meant odds weren't good that you'd live very long. We'd be dead long before the next sleigh bell could chime. B, let's give these lovebirds some quality time. I feel like some coffee or maybe some tea.
If you promise no eggnog, the drinks are on me.
So away to the snack bar I flew with like a flash, with not in my wallet, but $6 cash.
What were you thinking? Have you lost your grip? Why, oh, why did you ask B to come on this trip? Now, don't get me wrong. I like B just fine. But for holiday wishes, it's not one of mine. To stick her with my brother and watch the sparks fly? My blood pressure's up. There's a twitch in my eye. They've been arguing, sniping, and fighting and such.
Methinks that the pair doth protest far too much.
Wait, what? Are you kidding? There's no way. You mean?
I think it's quite possible. Look at this scene. B swears he's a pest, and he says she's the same. No one forced her to come, but you'll notice she came. And if he hates her guts like he'd have you believe, then why would he ask her to share Christmas Eve?
Then I looked at my wife, oh, that sweet little vixen, and I knew B and Benny would not know what hit them.
Sit tight with the bags. In a moment, I'll see ya. I'm off to the gift shop. I've got an idea.
That may be the worst coffee I've ever had. Is that not your cue to say it's not that bad?
You know well enough when I lie to your face. And a whopper like that, it could bend time and space. As brill cream, it's great, but as coffee, subpar. So yes, it's the worst that I've had, at least so far.
Look, B, I'm sorry. Not that I'm to blame for the snow or the blizzard, but still, just the same. Even though all this weather's beyond my command, I'm sorry this Christmas did not go as planned. So, what do you say? Call a truce for a while?
The peace on earth bit isn't really your style. You're better at slugging and back alley brawls, and you're not quite cut out for this decking the halls.
In my letter to Santa, believe it or not, your name isn't listed on one single spot. I'm just saying, instead of the banter and fights, would it kill us to try for just one silent night?
I don't mind when the squeaky wheel's getting the grease, but I guess for the season, I'll help keep the peace. It's not like I wish that all Christmas was ended. Just wish I could do it the way I intended.
At home with your mom? Drinking until you're both tipsy?
Nah. Mom's with Aunt June outside of Poughkeepsie. Yeah.
So what was the plan, if not to see Mama?
A luxury cruise around the western Bahamas.
You're kidding.
I'm not. I will swear on a stack of Yule logs and wreaths. I was just about packed when the cruise line called up and said, cancel your plans. Some mechanical problem I don't understand. So I guess the Bahamas must wait for a while, but that was the plan.
Well, it's not quite my style, but if that's your ideal Yule, I guess it sounds fun. Hey, if it floats your boat. If you'll pardon the pun.
It is for to laugh.
All right, let's not start again. Come on, let's go.
Oh, and where are we heading? There's no place to go.
I was going outside for a walk in the snow.
Was your coffee Irish or are you insane?
I promise. I'm fully in charge of my brain. Where I grew up, it was a long way to town. And in big outdoor spaces, when snow's falling down, despite cabin fever, frustration, and illness, if you watch the snow fall, you'll be filled with its stillness. You can't help but be quiet while snow keeps on falling. And if ever two people.
I get it. Quit stalling. You and me. Lots of silence. Sounds perfect. You sold me. True, I've got no coat, and my mother would scold me.
I'm sure we could find something you can put on.
What's fun about that? Grab your hat and come on.
And out the door, we stepped out, oh so bold, and reached the conclusion...
Oh, crap! It's cold! Oh, within seconds, phew, there arose such a clatter. Well, why not? I get cold and my teeth start to chatter. Benny moved to get closer, his coat for to share, and I gave him a look that said, no, don't you dare. The lights shining down on the new falling snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. But what, way far up in the sky, should appear and start hurtling down?
Is that a John Deere? I had just enough time to grab B and to dive deep into the snow, which is why we're alive, when with force rarely seen by the everyday eye, a 7-ton tractor came down from the sky.
As the crash became quiet, the dust it did clear. The people inside were all huddled in fear. Well, Benny and I lay down wet on the floor with the sense that somewhere we'd done this before.
Okay, pop quiz time. What unknown X factor could cause to go airborne a giant green tractor?
Maybe they're shipping one in a big plane. It got loose from the cargo.
No dice. Guess again. The snow's coming down far too hard on this night. There's no plane in the sky that could stay up in flight. The weather's too bad. Not a plane could get through it.
And a 15-foot snow monster?
Yeah. That could do it. It was snarly and fierce. A right brutish old elf. And as I looked upon it, I about peed myself. He was covered in fur from his head to his foot. He was spattered in gore, and I hope that was soot. His eyes, how they sparkled. His dimples, how merry. His hands, they could crush my whole head like a cherry. He looked vicious and rabid and in a bad mood. He was headed straight for us.
We're totally screwed. Run away.
And split up?
Hey, that sounds like a plan.
No dying.
You neither. And off we both ran.
B's a bit more petite, so the beast followed me, probably thinking a much bigger snack I would be. I slipped once or twice on the icy tarmac when the creature caught up and began its attack. I dodged and I tumbled to save my own skin, and he leered down upon me with blood in his grin. I mean, sure, during Christmas we like to be snug, but I kindly declined when he offered a hug. Growing up with four brothers served me in good stead as I reached for a snowball and aimed for its head. Not one of my brothers would feel a surprise as a half pound of slush hit it square in the eyes. When aiming her mace for the side of his nose, the Amazon came with a flurry of blows.
I'll dash you. I'll thrash you. Ooh. Your skills, I've eclipsed them. Like comets, my blows strike your eyes just betwixt them. On the top of your skull, my mace, it shall fall. I'll bash away once and for all.
Why do we feel bad for it?
I don't know. Thanks much, Amazon. You just saved my bacon. I thought I was dead and my hopes quite forsaken. Nice work with the mace and the breaking of bones. Let me wipe off this gook. I was in the splash zone. So despite circumstances, to see you is great. Merry Christmas, I guess? Or do you celebrate?
I do not, but no fear.
It has been many years since my last Halawa, but I shed me no tears. A feast with no men present, ah, it was sweet. And a good threshing session would make it complete. But that was so long ago, you understand. Now, let us return to the matter at hand. I am glad you are uninjured. This battle is settled. This beast was no challenge, no test of my mettle. But still, I am puzzled. Something is askew. Where could it have come from? I know not, it's true.
Do you know what it is? Does this thing have a name? Any chance that we'll have to face more of the same?
This creature of yours, Demon of Snow. We call them snow demons.
Huh. If you say so.
They serve those with magics of death and despair. And I can smell sorcery thick in the air.
Sorcery? Magic? Please tell me it's not. I'm just a poor gumshoe. I hate this. A lot. But one thing I know, it's how criminals think. And the thought that now strikes me? It totally stinks. Whoever's behind this, what do you bet he has nothing more planned than just sending this Yeti?
You think that the villain will strike once again?
I think his intentions are totally plain. Look there, behind you.
By Diana's bow, a great silver vortex from which comes the snow. The power of nature has gone quite awry.
And if we don't stop it, we're all gonna die.
Was this truly abominable snow monster just a harbinger of the true terror to come? Is Christmas Eve doomed to a sudden end with not a reindeer in sight? Find out when we return from a 15-minute intermission. Remember, bathrooms are right over there, and we hope you all come back for part two of our Seat of the Pants Players Crassly Commercial Kringle Fest.
From Seat of Our Pants Players. Now, we usually don't do the whole commercial break idea in these stories, but I thought we'd make an exception just now. Take a moment to let you all know that in the spirit of the season...
Hey, Dan, got a moment?
Why, look he who has joined me in the studio booth, everyone. It's Andrew Dell!
Where did that applause come from? The one after the audience started clapping.
Music and sound effects provided by www.freesfx.co.uk.
I should have guessed.
You should have, yes. So what brings you by?
It's about the Seat of Our Pants Players' Secret Santa.
Sorry, what?
You know... We all throw our names into a hat, and then you have to buy a present for whomever you pick out?
I am familiar with the concept of a secret Santa, of course, but you're saying we have such a thing?
Sure. Why else would there have been a hat lying around with all of our names lying in it?
Oh! That secret Santa! Yes! Yes, of course! That was obviously the secret Santa! And not the hat that I use to figure out who's going to play what role.
Exactly. Anyway, I could use some help. I need some help with the present for the person I picked, and time is running out before the big Seat of Our Pants holiday party.
You remember it's not even Thanksgiving yet.
Like I said.
And who told you we were having a holiday party?
I assumed I was invited. Was I not supposed to know?
You misunderstand. I didn't know we were having one. I suspect my wife is going to some extremes to get me to bake more gingerbread. Anyway, you needed some help with your pick from the hat.
Yes. I pulled Rebecca Scheimer's name I know she had her heart set on an autographed copy of Sidekick Academy, The School Secret, published by Clean Reads and available with most major booksellers.
Oh, well, all right. I'd be happy to sign a copy. Do you happen to have one on you?
I do. Thanks so much. I'm a little strapped for cash, so I had to pawn my e-reader to order a copy.
I didn't know pawn shops took e-readers. And let's not give the people the idea the book is all that expensive.
Oh, no, not at all. It's just, you know, student loans.
Oh, say no more. No, okay, yeah. Well, here you go.
Thanks. Happy Saturnalia.
Same to you. Okay, sorry for the interruption, folks. Where was it? Oh, yes. In the spirit of the season...
Hey, Dan. Do you have a second?
Why, look, everybody. It's another member of the Seat of Our Pants family. Let's welcome fan favorite Rebecca Scheimer, everybody.
Thanks, www.freesfx.co.uk. And I'm a fan favorite.
Sure. You're mentioned in every one of the fan letters we've received so far this year.
How many did you get?
I'm sure we'll get one if Santa gets my letter. So, what can I do for you? Have you come to wish our listeners the happiest of holidays on this most blessed of all seasons?
November 20th? I think that's National Peanut Butter Fudge Day. Is it really that big a deal for you?
So no, then. What brings you by?
It's the Seat of Our Pants player Secret Santa for this year.
I really need to put that hat in the closet.
What was that?
Nothing! So whose name did you draw?
I got Andrew Dell.
Of course you did.
And I asked Rick to ask Brianna, to ask Jill, to ask Adam, to ask Andy, to ask Liz, to ask Ray, to ask him what he wants for Christmas this year.
Well, thank you for working the rest of the cast in on that. What does he want?
Well, he has his heart set on your books, Escape from the Past, and the sequel, Escape from a Small Town. But I can't remember where to get those for him.
Oh, well, I'm happy to help. Copies of Escape from the Past are available from Amazon.com in both Kindle and Dead Tree versions.
That's right. Thanks. I just needed to remember where to get him the e-books. I'm glad they're not too expensive. I had to pawn my reading glasses just to be able to afford anything right now.
Oh, student loans?
Pumpkin spice coffee addiction.
Fair enough. Wait, you pawned your reading glasses, you said? I didn't know you even wore those.
Yep. Can't read anything without them.
So how are you going to do the rest of the recordings? We've got a script and a half.
Well, thanks. See you later. Happy Boxing Day.
Yeah. Yes, thanks, you too. So that happened. Apologies to Henry on that. Anyway, in the spirit
Dan,
of this...
Dan, I need your help.
Ray, oh, it's fine. What's wrong?
Wait, you mean you know me? You recognize who I am?
Well, of course I recognize my dear friend, Ray Greenlee, everybody! Wait for it. Okay.
Oh, that's wonderful. Nobody's recognized who I am all day. See, I wish to an angel that had never been born.
As one does this time of year.
And he showed me what the world would have been like without me. It was harrowing.
I can only imagine.
You just don't understand how important one person can be in this world. For instance, one person can let the world know about the great deal for DCP's Theater Flex tickets being sold in the 2022 season. You can purchase packages of 6, 8, 10, or 12 tickets, and then use those tickets for any shows except the outlet performances next year. You can use all your tickets in the same show on the same day, or spread them out across the season. And if you want to know more, just visit dcptheater.org.
Wow. What an amazing testimony to the importance of one man's life.
I need to go tell the world! Merry Black Friday, Bedford Falls! Merry Black Friday, Movie House! Merry Black Friday, Emporium! Merry Black Friday, Building of Love!
In the spirit of the season...
Daniel Wenzel.
Dadgummit.
I am the spirit sent to show you the error of your ways.
No, I'm pretty sure you're Liz Music, everybody!
No, mortal. It is I, the ghost of Hanukkah's past.
Liz, I've known you for years. Besides, I don't exactly celebrate that particular,
You do not keep the spirit of Hanukkah throughout the year.
I'm actually Roman Catholic. I mean, nothing against Hanukkah. I just don't have any family to celebrate that with.
I've been sent to give you a warning.
You know, I actually understand it's a fairly minor celebration in the Jewish calendar, from what I can tell.
You must change your ways if these shadows remain unchanged.
Are you sure you're at the right address?
Can I just do this, please?
Yes? Do what?
You turned the holiday greeting into a shameless plug for your books and for DCP Theater.
Saw through that, did you?
Yeah, like a window pane. And I'm here to make you change your ways and remember that the season is all about. The season is all about giving.
That's right, and there's still plenty of time to give your copies of my
Dan,
books as gifts.
I will bring Rick out here to expound on the true meaning of Christmas, and don't think I won't.
Light, please.
No! 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 No, no. Ooh, we are not doing that. Okay. I'll be good.
You better. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yes, thank you. Same to you. Okay. For the last time, and this time I really do mean it, in the spirit of the season, each and every one of us here at Seat of Our Pants Players wish you all the joy, peace on earth, and goodwill to men that your hearts can stand. I want to take a moment to thank the cast of the show. The cast of Seat of Our Pants Players are some of the most talented individuals I know. They come to my house month after month to record our shows, and really they do it for nothing more than whatever dinners or baked goods I can happen to throw together. I consider their talent, their dedication, and most importantly, their friendship to be one of the most amazing Christmas gifts I've ever had. Speaking of Christmas gifts, if you had it in your heart to give us a gift, besides buying my books, which I still want you to do, but that's more of a gift for me personally. No, if you wanted to give us a gift, please consider checking out the Seat of Our Pants Players on the podcasting format of your choice. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audible.com, and that list goes on and on. We're great to take along on road trips, or if you're sitting around playing a game on your phone, we're a great choice to have on in the background. If you like us, suggest our podcast to your friends. If you hate us, suggest our podcast to your enemies. It's entirely free, and it is a gift you don't even have to wrap. So let me personally wish all of you a Merry Christmas, and from all of us at Seat of Our Pants Players,
Happy Holidays!
And now, and now, back to the rhyming couplets.
Still the night before Christmas, and in the airport, the people had all hunkered down like in a fort. The vortex had spun in the blackness with care, in hopes that we all would be filled with despair. The Amazon stared at the source of the snow, squared up her shoulders, and said,
I must go. The source of this villainy lies over yon. I must go and stop it.
And then she was gone. I watched her lope off through the landscape of snow to face off with the bad guys alone. Okay, now. Then laying a finger aside of my wrist, I clutched at the dial and gave it a twist. Ow. Then, garbed in cloak and a mask and a hat. Pretend. Which were all made of light,
But forget I said that. I took on a form to which evil's no stranger, that mystery man known as Detective Danger. I narrowed my eyes against snowflakes a-fallen, then charging my way forward, adventure was calling. Yeah, that's a bit corny for me, I admit. It's possible I'm overselling a bit. But bluster and bluff in the face of your dread, it keeps you from crawling straight under a bed. Despite her long legs, I caught up with her soon, and I got her attention. Hey, what you doing?
Detective Danger, it is good to see you. If I do, in fact, see, since you do what you do.
I'm here to assist you in winning this fight, but yes, I'm standing 10 feet to the right.
In that copse of trees, where the limbs form a bower, there is the source of the villainous power. Come, let us do battle with mettle and might, and end this attack of malevolent spite.
Through the snow and the bushes, the Amazon charged. In the moonlight, her mace seemed especially large. She rushed through the trees, an icon of fury, to be executioner, judge, and the jury. And then, in a twinkling, I heard in that field the sound of a mace on a magnetic force field.
Desist, evildoers, this magical wall shall never withstand me. I shall make it fall.
I call forth the darkness.
I call forth the cold.
I call forth the spirits of winters of old.
Come shield us, protect us, and keep us from harm.
Defend us from her.
And the force of her arm.
Grant us the power to keep her at bay.
I will shatter these shields if it takes me all day.
It was quite the scene, and I do not reproach. But I chose a more subtle approach. Hey. Evil magicians, perhaps you should quit. I've studied your odds, and they aren't worth spit.
The Amazon first, and now he comes here too.
Fear not, he is mortal. He cannot break through.
Yes, our power is strong, and we will hold off this vixen.
But what will you do against Donner and Blitzen? For one Amazon, you've got power aplenty, but how would you fare against, let's say, 20?
Doppelgangers!
They appeared from thin air.
A score of the Amazon?
I don't play fair.
They're only illusions. They're phantoms, not real.
But how will we know where to throw up the shield?
Don't tell her the shield only blocks one direction.
I have figured that out.
Didn't take much detection.
She's broken the circle!
And shattered the spell.
Now bones will be broken and shattered as well.
Our power is faded. This wasn't the plan.
This is all your fault.
Way to go, Stan.
As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, the sorcerers ran screaming,
We're gonna die!
The Amazon laughed, gave a whoop and a whistle.
Thanks for the sport, my friend.
Ain't I a pistol?
There you two are. We were worried sick.
Relax, Claudin Hero. I don't miss a trick, but with all of the chaos I got a bit tossed. I took a wrong turn and wound up getting lost. Somehow, I wound up in Terminal B.
Except I went to F. That's what happened to me.
Right. Sure, that's what happened to me and to you.
I swear on a stack, it's entirely true.
Okay, well, sit down. Take a load off, you guys.
And now that you're sitting, look up, kids.
Surprise!
Claude, my dear brother, and Hero, his wife, had done something for which they would pay with their life. For even that Yeti with mandibles scary did not make me cringe like that green herb
with berries. This was planned, and I knew, and they knew, that I knew it.
Come on, you big babies, it's Christmas! Just do it.
The look in Bee's eye, and the tilt of her head, soon gave me to know.
I would rather be dead. But then came the holiday season to fill me. Ah, what the heck? It probably won't kill me. Ah! No! I was wrong! That was awful!
No doubt. I'm bleaching my brain to get that memory out.
Bro, where are you going?
To the duty-free store. They have booze by the gallon, but I might need more. That kiss was one giant and epic disaster. I need to forget it. I need to get plastered.
And I heard Bee exclaim as he walked out of sight.
Hey! Grab me some mouthwash!
Drop dead!
Oh, good night!
You have been listening to Detective Danger in the Amazon, the Christmas episode. Produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Benny was Adam Gastingi. B was Jill Wenzel. The Amazon was Andy Gastingi. Hero was Brianna Kuby. Claude was Rick Tennant. The Snow Monster was Dan Wenzel. The Evil Magicians were Liz Music, Andrew Dell, Ray Greenlee, and Rebecca Scheimer. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
What's next? What's next? Can we please do the one where we're Santa's elves?
You're going to have to be more specific.
Oh, yeah.
We've done more than one of those.
Uh-huh.
Well, what is the next one? There's so many shows. What are we up to, 80 episodes?
Yeah, there's Lovecraft's Detective Agency. If you're sane enough to ask, you probably don't need our help.
Kind of more of a Halloween vibe than what we're going for here, I guess.
Ooh, can we do The Playroom, where we retell Grimm's fairy tales the way they were actually written down?
Yeah, that's strangely also more of a Halloween vibe than what we're going for here.
Ooh. Jack McCoy, Private Eye.
Huh? Well, the hard-bitten detective?
No. Murder and mayhem is the opposite of the holiday spirit, isn't it?
Mm. Well, we did just do two shows about superheroes.
Yeah, but they were festive.
Ooh. Dreams of Another Woman's Star? Nothing wrong with a little science fiction for the holidays.
Okay, but traveling at speeds which are technically faster than light would mess up time something fierce. I'm not even sure how the crew of the Galactic Alliance ship would actually keep track of holidays.
We have our ways.
So if we
don't worry.
Is there a temporal calendar that
Dan,
you...
Dan, you're out-nerding yourself, and you wrote all this stuff. So.
How about Rawhide Law? Where I play the town sheriff and you play my mail order husband. You love westerns and you're giving yourself an early gift, right?
That is a good guess, but no.
But we've got so many episodes. Which one?
The KGDY New Year's episode.
Ooh, one of the episodes where we learn what Sally Simpson's big secret is.
Wait. I remember that episode. I think I know where you're going with this. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. I'm glad she gets it, but what are the rest of us missing? Why another KGDY episode?
Oh, well, for a very simple reason. It's the only holiday episode we have which makes use of our secret weapon.
We have a secret weapon?
To our viewing audience here at DCP Theater, please put your hands together for the youngest member of our cast, Morgan Gastingi!
Oh, that's me!
Wait, that's the wrong page. 48... 49.
This is all
you're using a small child to make the audience like us more?
I had my shame surgically removed, people. All right, folks, sit back and relax for our last audio drama of the evening, the KGDY New Year's Special.
Welcome back to Action News on KGDY. I'm Dirk Hardthrottle.
And I'm Kelly Sunbeam. In today's top story, eternal night shall fall upon Metrodelphia upon the stroke of midnight.
Such is the claim of Hippopotapocalypse, one of the most powerful villains ever to threaten our world.
Little is known about the origins of this albino hippo with the power to crush comets between his mighty jaws. On one occasion, he pointed out that the word hippopotamus originally translated as river horse, and that he was and is the pale horse upon which the rider death shall come for us all. These claims have not as yet been confirmed.
This marks the fifth year in a row that the countdown to the new year in Metrodelphia has also been a countdown to a cataclysm as well. Captain Goody disarmed the bombs planted by the Expositioner 2 years in a row. Lady Light Show defeated the Time Baby just before it was due to metamorphize into the Time Toddler the year after that. The following year, Danger Squad Alpha rounded up the Order of the Crimson Shadow only moments before their nefarious ceremonies could be completed. And of course, who can forget last year when Captain Goody and the Dark Cavalier sang a lullaby duet to bring the thing beyond space back to its billion eon rest.
I get sleepy just thinking about it.
Well, we've got a little ways till midnight, Kelly. Don't fall asleep just yet.
In the spirit of the new year, we now take a look back at what has come before. With a carefully compiled listing of the top 10 news stories of the year, we present our very own Dirk Hardthrottle.
Thanks, Kelly. Number 10 on our list was the signing of the Interstellar Peace Accords, which ended our decades-long war with the pumpkin people of the planet.
We interrupt this top 10 list.
That's fine. I didn't even bother to go past number 7.
To bring you some breaking news. Now over to Sam Sterling.
Yeah, hi, Dirk. I'm in the middle of the Metrodelphian New Year's celebration. Here in Schrodinger Square, you can hear the crowds behind me, eager for the stroke of midnight, when the electric lights in the shape of a cat will be lowered into a box which may or may not contain poison.
Making it the perfect metaphor for the new year.
Sure, Dirk. Anyway, just a few moments ago, a mysterious light was spotted in the skies by the Metrodelphian citizens here to celebrate the coming of the new year. At first, many were concerned that the light heralded the coming of Hippopotapocalypse. But when no swath of destructive energy beams preceded the glowing object, those fears proved to be unfounded. A glowing object appeared to fall from the sky and landed several blocks away from the main square. By the time anyone arrived to investigate, all that was found in the presumed landing space was a small crater and some tiny footprints of an indeterminate species, which soon disappeared under the pavement. A policeman at the scene said it may have been an extraterrestrial tourist come to join in the night celebration, but this is, as of yet, unconfirmed.
How intriguing. Tell me, Sam, do we have an established protocol for a visitor from another world coming to our city?
Not in this case, Kelly. The city of Metrodelphia did establish special parking rates for interstellar and intergalactic vehicles with fewer than 6 axles. But with no vehicle available, if the visitor is located, he, she, or it will be asked to provide for the repairs to the alleyway and then sent on their way. If they have purchased any souvenirs, well, I imagine someone from the Interstellar Customs Agency would want to inspect them. But since the Solar System Free Trade Alliance was signed with Venus, Neptune, and Uranus, that process moves so much smoother than it did a few years ago.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you, Sam. Any New Year's resolutions you want to share with our listeners?
Oh, I try to live every day as though it were a new beginning, Kelly. But I have been thinking I might be looking at the big picture too much. I think my resolution this year is to take note of less obvious details and see how I can possibly help on a smaller...
Excuse me, sir?
Oh, hang on a moment, you two. I've just been approached by a small child. Well, hello, little one. How can I do for you?
I got lost. Can you help me find my daddy?
Oh, dear. Dirk, Kelly, I'm going to have to let you two go and see what I can do to help this young child.
Of course, Sam. We hope it all works out and you can reunite this child with her father just in time for our entire existence to be snuffed out by this year's world-ending cataclysm.
What a big heart our friend Sam Sterling has. I'm amazed he's stayed single all these years.
I have no response I can offer to that, Kelly.
Sorry, Dirk. My New Year's resolution is to gossip less, and I'm just getting in a little last-minute splurge before the stroke of midnight. What about you? Do you have any resolutions you'd like to share with our listeners?
Now that you mention it, as a matter of fact, I do. Listeners, as you know, it's not my habit to share personal details over the airwaves, but I've been struggling with something of late. It is my hope that sharing it with you will encourage others to reach out for help when it is needed. Please bear with me. This is difficult to say out loud. I find myself indulging in a vice of mine far too often of late, and it's beginning to affect my work, my family, my friends. Therefore, for the coming year, I have pledged to quit...
We interrupt this resolution!
Never mind!
Sorry, Dirk, but we have breaking news about the end of the world as we know it. We take you now to Sally Simpson.
Hi, Kelly! I have grave news to report. As expected, the bringer of death and destruction, the supremely powerful entity with incalculable power, Hippopotapocalypse, has come forth. After a brilliant green flash to mark his appearance, Schrödinger's square was swathed in darkness. Every visible light in the square was extinguished, and many of the local television reporters were left wishing that they were radio broadcasters like myself.
Has there been any response from anyone in the superhero community?
I can honestly say I haven't seen any, Dirk.
Fear ye not, Dame Simpson. This city hath not been abandoned by we staunch hardy souls who dare lay claim to that word, hero.
Oh, my! Unless my keen reporter's senses have deceived me, I have just been joined by the deputy chairman of the Conclave of Justice. Glory Sword, the knight in mystic armor, is that you?
Verily! And I come not alone to thwart yon menace!
Hi, Sally!
Why, that can... only be Power Pal, Captain Goody's loyal sidekick. It is so good to hear your voice.
Thanks. Captain Goody thought it would be good for me to get some training with other heroes, so I've been doing an internship with the Conclave of Justice. When the Conclave's trouble alert went off, I rushed down here with the rest of them.
All right, stalwart lad, this.
So the whole Conclave of Justice has arrived?
You betcha. We split up to help stop the crowd from panicking, and Dr. Gizmo is working to reactivate the lights. But so far, no luck.
Well, I'm sure our listeners are happy to hear the crisis is being handled by one of the most brilliant minds in crime fighting. But what of your mentor, Power Pal? Does your presence mean Captain Goody is also on his way?
I don't know, Sally. I haven't seen him anywhere. But then in this darkness... I haven't seen much of anything.
Hi, guys. I thought I heard you over here.
Why, hello, Sam.
Sam? Sam Sterling? Jeepers! I'm sure surprised to hear your voice.
Well, Power Pal, with all this darkness, it didn't seem like much point in having two reporters on opposite sides of the square when neither of us could see anything to report. Besides, I figured it would make a lot of sense to head where the superheroes were, since I'm trying to help this small child find her father.
Gosh! Just imagine being a small child looking for help in the middle of such a big crowd. Good thing she came to you, Sam. What does her father look like?
I don't know, Power Pal. I didn't ask.
Well, why not?
In all this darkness, it wouldn't have mattered if I had.
Indeed, this darkness is highly dangerous and inconvenient. If only one of the city's superheroes could save us. I'm sure if Captain Goody were here...
Oh, Captain Goody couldn't do much against this darkness, Sally. Oh, sure, his Goody vision allows him to see in total darkness, but he probably couldn't do much to help the crowds caught in this. No, for that, we'd need a hero with light-based powers.
Like Lady Light Show!
Oh, Sam, your infatuation with that super heroine is going to get you into trouble someday. Still, while I've never met Lady Light Show, you may be correct. Well, it doesn't seem fruitful to speculate since neither she nor Captain Goody are here. It would be nice if Lady Light Show were able to blast away the darkness with her rainbow beams of brightness flashing in every color of the spectrum! Howdy, boys. I have the strangest feeling I'm late for an invitation.
Zwoons! Master Sterling, thou hast summoned forth she which we did need the most. For well do I know that voice and the power it brings with it.
You betcha Ryan Buttons, Glory Sod. Somebody called for Lady Lightshow to chase away this accursed darkness. Well, you might want to cover your eyes, chums, because if it's light you want, this is one woman who can deliver.
Dirk, Kelly, you won't believe it. They say it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness, but Lady Lightshow might as well have lit a million. She's taken to the sky like a shooting star in reverse, and the beams of energy pouring off of her are quickly dispelling the artificial darkness which has settled on Schrodinger Square. Even the streetlights and the other electronics seem to spring back to life as her light energy reinvigorates them. In fact, in the time it's taken me to say this, Schrodinger Square is now lit up with all its former New Year's glory, as well as Lady Light Show floating over us like a full moon.
Gosh, Lady Light Show sure is amazing. Hey, where did Sally Simpson go?
Oh, I think she had to step away for a moment. maybe the light was a bit too much for her.
But hearken to me, look ye unto the sky, past the glorious glow which is our sweet Lady Light Show. Is that not the foul harbinger of death itself?
It sure is, Glory Sword. I'd know that silhouette anywhere. It's Hippopotapocalypse.
Beware me, puny creatures!
Uh-oh. Listeners, the behemoth of carnage and slaughter is here in the skies above Metrodelphia.
This is terrible. Gee, Sam, don't you think you should maybe go look for Captain Goody?
Oh, it would be wonderful if he could be here, Power Pal, but just now, I think it's more important that I try to help this little girl find her father.
He's around here somewhere.
Yep, I'd better get on that.
But...
Back to you in the studio.
Well, our thoughts go out to Sam and Sally and all the Metrodelphian citizens potentially about to be slaughtered.
We'll find out more about this impending doom right after this.
Hi, folks. It's Tina from Corpomart here with details about our recently court-ordered settlement. At Corpomart, we want to set the record straight. We had only the best of intentions. Families were complaining that they could not spend enough time with their loved ones during the busy holiday season. We care about our employees and wanted to work out a solution best for everyone. Despite our intentions, it was a violation of temporal law to go back in time, rescue some cave people who were going to die of a horrible plague, bring them back to the present, and employ them as seasonal staff. We can assure our customers that each of the men and women displaced in time was given the proper course of antibiotics, and at no point was there any danger of an infection. Still, we acknowledge that we didn't live up to your expectations. In compliance with recent class action suits, We've agreed to pay out a $6 billion settlement to all of our employees. Each of the 2 million Corpomart employees worldwide will receive an equal share in this. And as for the cave people, we've set aside a special fund to help provide them with housing and education to adjust to their new lives.
Oonga Moonga, like Corpomart. No bears, except in toy aisle, and children like to see the water move in the flushy thing. Oonga Moonga, this is the future. And now, me have one.
Thanks. Thanks for standing by us as we learn from our mistakes, Master Delphia. There's still plenty of time to get in on our after-Christmas sales, so hurry on down. You can be confident that we'll never get caught doing something like this again. Corpomart.
We own it all.
No matter what I do, it seems like there just aren't enough hours in the day. We've been behind on a project at work for months, and I'm losing almost a whole week of vacation time because, well, I just didn't have time to take a vacation this year. My New Year's resolution is to be more productive this year, but I just don't know where to start.
Sounds like you could use a hand.
Oh, hi, disembodied voice.
Hi, Amy. You know what you need to help get more done? An early morning kickstart.
Oh, I drink plenty of coffee.
But what kind of coffee?
Oh, whatever's on sale at the grocery store.
Try this tomorrow morning.
Vortex coffee in the bright green can?
The only coffee made from beans grown specially in the void beyond time and space. Drink a cup and you'll be taken out of the time flow for up to 3 relative hours.
And I can use that time to do my spreadsheets?
Absolutely. Just make sure you're holding onto your computer with one hand and your Vortex coffee in the other.
What a great way to get more hours in the day. It's completely safe, right?
Safe and delicious. Try the hazelnut spice flavor. The scent of it has been found to repel time snakes.
What are time snakes?
Drink the hazelnut spice flavor and you'll never need to find out.
Vortex coffee in the bright green can. The only time-stopping coffee endorsed by a disembodied voice.
And now, over to traffic with our eye in the sky, Chopper Tom.
Thanks, Kelly. But when Hippopotapocalypse extinguished all the lights in Metrodelphia, Chopper Tom was up in the helicopter at that time. He crashed into the side of Corpomart Stadium. This is Chopper Chet.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry, Chopper Chet. Is there any word on Chopper Tom's condition?
I'm happy to report that he's expected to make a full recovery. In fact, the doctor said he was doing so well, they were going to transfer him over to another hospital within the hour. They weren't allowed to disclose the location of the new facility, but it's apparently a secret location where Chopper Tom will have lots of room to relax and to stretch out and to fly and play with all the other chopper pilots who have gone there before him. They told me they expect he'll have such a wonderful time that he'll never want to come back or even call or email his friends ever again.
I see.
Yep. We here at the Chopper Corps are so happy for him. Anyway, with the lights back on now, I just did a sweep over the city. Obviously, Schrodinger's Square may or may not be closed off to vehicle traffic for the big New Year's Eve celebration. It's best to avoid that part of town if you're driving. Frankly, even if you're walking, if you're not there already, it's probably too crowded to really get into the square. Other than that, folks, there's surprisingly little to report. I might suggest avoiding Siegel Street if you can. There was a scene where, if I have the details correct, Taylor Maid, the heroine who fights crime with fashion, ran into fellow hero, the living stick figure. The latter apparently jumped out onto the street unexpectedly while he was trying to prevent a giant serpent from attacking 2 young women on their way to be married.
Chopper Chet, are you about to tell us that the Cravatmobile lost a wheel and the Cobra got away?
Not at all, Kelly.
Then I don't understand what caused the accident. Why did the stick man cross the road?
To get to the other bride. Back to you, Dirk.
I need a new job.
And now over to the Countess of Clouds for the weather. Assuming reality itself isn't wiped out of existence by hippopotapocalypse, what can we expect, Countess?
And lo, in honor of the new year, the stroke of midnight shall bring forth the lightest dusting of snow. Most flakes will melt the moment they touch the ground. But keep thine eyes upon the sky for the glorious spectacle as the floating crystals sparkle throughout the city in the lights, as though the stars themselves had come to share in the festivities. The morrow shall be cold, but clear and bright, fresh with new possibilities and portents of great things to come. So let it be!
Goodness, that midnight snowfall sounds beautiful, Countess.
Thank you, Dirk. It's a great challenge to my powers to work such precision into the weather, but tonight I feel I should do my best.
Well, I think it sounds positively romantic. Just the sort of thing to make that stroke of midnight kiss seem just a touch more magical. Don't you think, Countess, that if a certain retired superheroine were spending the evening with an old acquaintance from her crime-fighting days, that kind of weather might just make the whole evening seem a bit more like the beginning of something?
Kelly?
Yes.
How's that New Year's resolution about not gossiping going for you?
It ain't midnight yet.
Well, I'm sure we can look forward to that beautiful snow, just like we can look forward to another dreary, drizzly day on Kelly Sunbeam's next birthday. For now, over to Sports Summary with Heidi Bravado.
Howdy, Heidi.
Hi, Kelly. Happy New Year to you both. Dirk, I'm actually here at your old alma mater.
I'll be joining you there tomorrow, Heidi. It's great to know Metradelphia University managed to complete construction on their new stadium just in time for tomorrow's championship game.
You're right about that, Dirk. Tickets are already sold out for tomorrow's game as the Metradelphia University Dragon Slayers take on the Sea Serpents of the University of Seaside City.
Well, sea serpents are a kind of dragon, right? It sounds like we've got this one in the bag.
Right, Kelly. That's how football works. Anyway, there's still just a skosh more construction going on to get the finishing touches complete on the stadium. I'm here with the architect, Mr. Lloyd Frank Left, a graduate of Metradelphia U's architecture program. You've got to be so proud of all you've accomplished.
I'm honored, of course, but the real credit goes to the construction crew. They haven't missed out on a single detail of the complicated plans I'd put together.
And let me tell you, listeners, he's not kidding. I came in through the press entrance, and I'm so glad they've got signs up or I'd have never found my way to the sidelines. It's a labyrinth there, but absolutely worth it. The stadium is beautiful, the seats are shiny and new, and even the artificial turf has that new stadium smell.
Thank you so much, Miss Bravado.
So let's help out the fans for tomorrow. Once they pick up their tickets, what's the best entrance for them to use?
Best entrance.
Yes, I'm sure everyone is eager to see the game, so how do the fans get to those beautiful new seats? From here on the sidelines, I don't see any entrances to the seating area at all. Mr. Left, did you possibly forget to build an entrance into the seating area?
Heidi, does this mean tomorrow's game?
Sorry, Dirk, I'm going to have to get back to you. Incidentally, do you know of a jackhammer rental place that might be open tonight?
I can't think of any.
Okay. Just a thought. I see some sledgehammers that should work. Back to you guys.
Lady, what are you doing?
Is that a load-bearing wall?
You're crazy! Hey, watch where you're swinging that thing!
Dirk, is it time for an expose on the School of Architecture at Metradelphia U?
It's on my list, Kelly. I'm sure we can look forward to that story being interrupted by breaking news in the near future. Assuming, of course, that we survive at all.
And on that cheery note, back to
to Sam Sterling at Schrodinger's Square, just moments away from the beginning of the new year. Or certain doom and destruction, whichever comes first. Sam, how are things going out there? Are we all going to die before the new year?
I hope not, Kelly. Still, there's not a lot of good news to report. Lady Lightshow has taken the lead, and with the help of the Conclave of Justice and Power Pal, has managed to slow the approach of Hippopotapocalypse. It has brought us some much-needed time, but the gargantuan dreadnought of death and despair is still approaching landfall. If he manages to touch down, I'm not sure any force on Earth could drive him away. Moreover, I'm still not able to find the missing parent of the sweet, innocent child who came up to me earlier tonight asking for assistance.
Sam, old pal, we need to have a talk.
Listeners, it's Lady Lightshow herself. Goodness, this is an honor, miss.
Don't I know it is. But we don't have time for small talk. I've hit that hippo with enough laser beams to keep every cat on the planet busy. Glory Sword just about broke his arms trying to drive that thing back with his magic weaponry. Dr. Gizmo's still working on that giant spring she wanted to build, and Cobalt Star is completely out of juice. We need a hand from my favorite muscle-bound hero here. I don't suppose you could help us look for Captain Goody. You're pretty close to him, right?
Oh, I'd love to help with the search, Lady Lightshow, but just at the moment, I'm trying to help this adorable young child find her lost parent.
That's sweet and all, but if we don't get some super-powered help up there in a hurry, there are going to be a ton of kids missing their parents, and their planet, for that matter. Maybe you can help this little munchkin a little later.
Oh, Lady Lightshow, a hero like you knows there's always time to save an innocent bystander. Now that the darkness that Hippopotapocalypse spread across the square has been lifted, maybe you should take a good look at this young child. I guarantee you won't be able to say no.
I'm hardly the motherly type, Sunshine. To me, all kids look alike, and I really don't see how...
You were saying?
I was saying you're absolutely right. We need to get this pipsqueak to see her daddy. Hey, Power Pal, get over here. We need you in a heck of a hurry.
Fascinating. Listeners, as you know, Power Pal, Captain Goody's sidekick, has only one power, the ability to hover in midair. I wonder what on earth Lady Lightshow intends to have him do to help.
Not sure myself, Kelly. Sam, please help us understand what's going on.
Just a moment, Dirk. Power Pal is right here.
Here I am, Lady Lightshow. What's the plan?
Get Sam and this little squirt up into the air and look for her daddy in every direction.
We're worried about one little child when the whole world is about to be destroyed?
You betcha, sweet Bippy, we are. Now go!
Okay. Hang on, Sam.
And up I go, listeners. The little child is safe in my arms as Power Pal lifts me up to see what's what.
Okay, little lady. Can you see your dad anywhere over that way?
Nope.
How about over there?
Nope.
Back behind us, maybe?
Nope.
Gee, Power Pal, maybe you should try something else.
What else is left? Like Lady Lightshow said, we've looked in every direction.
Well, not every direction. How about up?
Up? But the only thing that's up there is...
I have come to bring death to you all! Flee before me, you miserable, weak wretches! Your end is nigh!
Hi, Daddy.
What? Betsy? What are you doing here?
Looking for you, apparently. Unless I miss my guess, she got a little turned around and wound up crashing down on our planet, leaving a smoking crater and some small footprints as her only clue. Good thing we were here to help her.
I don't understand. I only turned my back for a few millennia.
Kids can be a handful. I ought to know. But, jeepers, now that I think about it, you were just about to destroy the whole planet where your own child was.
Well, this is awkward.
Still planning to destroy the world?
No way! I need to get this little scamp back home. It's way past her bedtime. I'll return for your doom, Earthlings! You know, eventually! Get over
here. And off they go! Hippopotapocalypse and his daughter have ascended back into the depths of space, while Power Pal lowers me down safely to Earth.
Welcome back to Terra Firma, Sam.
Oh, for Pete's sake, if you two are going to get all mushy on me, I'm out of here.
See you later, sport. Nice work, Sam. I'm glad you noticed the family resemblance between that little child and Hippopotapocalypse. Maybe next New Year's Eve, you and I can light up the town together. But for now, I'll just have to do it myself.
Goodness me, folks. Lady Lightshow just set off her own version of an early New Year's fireworks display. It's absolutely breathtaking to behold.
You betcha, buddy. I've lit up every color in the spectrum! Oh, my! What on earth is happening? Where did those lights in the sky come from?
Hi there, Sally. I was wondering when you'd wake up.
Wake up?
Yes. When Lady Lightshow appeared on the scene, you must have blacked out from her exposure to her rainbow beams. I've been keeping you safe while the other heroes drove off Hippopotapocalypse.
Then we're no longer in danger?
Not at all, Sally.
Sally, we're so glad you weren't injured in the chaos. Your microphone is working. Can you hear us?
I can, Dirk. Captain Goody and I are safe and together.
And just in time, if my watch is correct.
You're absolutely right, Kelly. It's time for the lowering of the cat into the box to mark the coming of the new year here in Metrodelphia's Schrodinger Square.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Sally.
Happy New Year, Captain Goody.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a happy new year indeed. It's been an honor and a pleasure, Metrodelphia.
And we look forward to another great year reporting your action news here on KGDY. Kelly, it's always a great time working with you. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart...
We interrupt this heartfelt show of camaraderie.
What?
Just kidding, Dirk. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Kelly. And remember, listeners, if you're not wearing tights, stay out of the fight. Happy New Year to all our listeners. Stay tuned for another great year.
You have been listening to KGDY Episode 9, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Dirk was Rick Tennant. Kelly was Brianna Kuby. Heidi Bravado and the Cave Woman were Rebecca Scheimer. Hippopotapocalypse and Lloyd Frank Left was Adam Gastingy. Amy the Coffee Lady and the Construction Worker were Andy Gastingy. The Innocent Child was Morgan Gastingy. The Disembodied Voice and Glory Sword were Ray Greenlee. Power Pal and Chopper Chet were Andrew Dell. The Countess of Clouds and Tina from Corpomart were Liz Music. Sally Simpson and Lady Lightshow were Jill Wenzel. And Sam Sterling and his alter ego were Dan Wenzel. Music and sound effects provided by www.freesfx.co.uk. News theme and Take a Chance by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed by Creative Commons under Attribution 3.0. Happy New Year, citizens. Stay tuned for more. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Thank you so much. We appreciate every single one of you. Now, I would like to have a massive round of applause for the hardest person working here tonight, and that is Jeff in the booth, everybody. We are seat of our pants players. You have been amazing. Good night. Go home. We'll talk to you later.